Check one, two. What's up, everybody? How are you? Today is the 4th of February, 2020. I think it's Tuesday. How are you?
Hopefully you're doing well.
So, I'm going to start here. Shout out to any of the listeners who were Kobe fans. We're a little over a week since, you know, the tragic event happened. And, you know, as you can tell, if you've been listening to multiple entries from me, I'm a true fan, you know, and I had kind of fall into the back because of my own career. And it has a little bit to do with the whole Mamba mentality. But, we're finding out more details. And as I find out more details, along with the reality that time does heal wounds, I'm evolving from this. And there's a passion underneath the pain. And, if anything, man, I just pray, you know, and if you're not really into that kind of stuff, then just wish the best for everybody involved. There's things that go on in my head. And in reality, it's things that I'm experiencing in life, and I don't really talk about them. But what I've started to do was I've started to use my platform to, in a way, exercise the demons. You know, utilize those things in my life that are creating tension and negativity. And a lot of times, it just really is. It's just petty BS. But something that's been going on for a while, and I've never talked about it because, once again, I just thought it was really petty, and it never really hurt my creativity, but it was just something that I noticed. Hashtag AZRELAZITGETZ. Follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of stories, and that's segue into what I'm about to talk about. But, man, Instagram has been shading. They've been shading on my posts once they got really good. And I'm going to take it a step further. The post that I was making, and if you're following me, you'll be able to see it. But I have a few posted on my typical page. But I purposely just post them on my stories. But they're really cool. I got into screenwriting years ago. Doing film was something that I always wanted to do, and I was blessed enough to meet people who were really good at it, who had the expertise on, you know, what to do and how to do, and it was just one of those things that I got into. I wouldn't say it was a hobby; it was just a form of expression. You know, it was a passion for someone who just enjoyed cinema. But I just want you to know, I want you guys to know that, man, Instagram has been shading my post. And they started this whole thing of IGTV didn't come out until I started making the post that I was making. And the reason why I introduced my Instagram to you, or the link to it, to my Instagram, was because when you see them, I want you to understand why it's very likely that Instagram copied what I was doing and branded it. Now, I'm a realist, and I understand both the value and the reality of social media. And I've been to school in regards to social media, and I just know, I know quite a bit about it, and I get the way it works. And it's not a bent out of shape. It's just an energy type thing that I've never really discussed. And You know, there's a part of me that's happy that they feel like my posts are something that they want to target. And you know, it's interesting because they quizzed me on whether or not I knew you know, what the rules were in regards to posts and things of that nature. And I stood my ground because I mean, I've been to school. So I know what I'm talking about, and I know when I know something and I know what I'm doing, then I know it. If I don't know, I'm strong enough to stand up and say, in humility, that I don't know. And so, you know, they shaded my post in a few countries. The people who I wanted it to be seen by saw it anyway. So once again, it was just petty, and it's something that they've been doing for quite some time. And I find it very interesting. But I also feel like there's something that has happened to Instagram because the owners left not too long ago. So who knows what's going on there. Other than that, you know, still adjusting to a new year, and you've got new goals, and you know, I hope you're setting yourself into a stride, which is what I'm doing. Trying out different ways of doing things, approaching it from different angles. But most importantly, stay focused and fixed on what the goals are. And if you feel like you need to, you know, add a goal or two, because it's going to help you get those other goals accomplished, don't be afraid to do that. But yeah, other than that, man, that's all I have for you. Man, so on my Snapchat, I'm so very blessed and thankful. And on my Tumblr, so very blessed and thankful. I've gotten so many followers and so many positive comments. I'm so gracious. Thank you guys so much. Feel free to hit me up. It's AZRELAZITGETZ. I've got to run into a session. Thanks so much for listening, and love each other, but more importantly, love yourself. I'm out.
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2. What's up, everybody? I've been extremely busy, so I'm gonna make this rather short and to the point. Today's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. I hope you've got the chance to express how well you appreciate a significant others. The circumference you from day to day. But I want you to keep in mind that the most important person that you have to take care of is yourself, loving yourself. For me, I made a choice to succeed. And when you make choices, they typically come along with sacrifices. So I take mine with a grain of salt. But I also feel like that grain of salt is just a door for me to understand all the positive things that come along with loving yourself. And so, you know, if you don't have a significant other, don't worry about it. There's plenty of people who do love you and care about you. And you know, hey, that you're I'm sending all that positive and all that expression from Valentine's Day to you from here. So I hope it reaches you well. But yeah, love yourself, man. If you did do something nice for yourself today, please make sure you do it tomorrow, or do it as soon as you get a chance. Wishing you guys all the success in the world. Continue to hit me up on social media, AZRELAZITGETZ. The next cast I do, I'm going to try something a bit different. But wishing you guys the best. continue to love each other. But most importantly, love yourself. AZRELAZITGETZ. Take care.
Peace. What's up, everybody? Today is the, man, I think it's the, is it the 17th? Let me double check. No, it's the 16th, my bad, and that's really what I was thinking. I want to talk about grocery stores, because I have had a plethora of energy that I've had to deal with from grocery stores, and some of it has to do with the actual groceries, what you go there for. I eat differently. When I say I eat differently, that means I stay away from fast food as much as possible. A few customary nutrition aptitudes that I try to adhere to, aka diets. And then I got really into, you know, veganism, vegetarianism for a while. And, I just feel like I eat differently than, a lot of the people that I've been around. However, the other sector of my experiences with grocery stores, I wouldn't call it romance, but I would assume that that's what it is. Case in point, I just went into Sprouts a few minutes ago because I wanted to. But I knew that there was going to be some energy there that, you know, wasn't something that was positive. Okay. The person was a female, and she used to follow me around the store, okay? And I thought it was weird, but, you know, there was lingo, you know, possibly friendship, charm, I don't know what it was, but, you know, I would just kind of go back and forth, nothing real serious, but I thought it was interesting because she did have a girlfriend, excuse me, a boyfriend. And then cut to, an experience that I had at Whole Foods, for about, I would say almost a year. There was a girl there who, very upfront told me she was into the whole magic thing, which means that she was a witch. And, you know, long story short, you know, she did what she did. And, you know, it's just what it was. But for a while, I used to not even go to Whole Foods. I think that's the reason why I went into Sprouts, because I didn't want to redo what I used to do, especially if it's something that I want to do, man. If there's something that you want to do and it's not going to kill you, do it, because it's only going to make you stronger, is how I looked at it. But anyway, you know, I'm sure there are other people that have other things that they're going through, you know, and what I'm talking about barely even tips the iceberg of what they deal with. But these are just things that I have encountered, and instead of me bottling them up inside, you know, man, I just want to kind of just get it out, you know, and that's what I'm doing here. I hope everybody is doing okay. Hope you had a good weekend, and I hope and pray that your week is one of the best weeks that you've ever had, because if you're connected with me, then I would say you very likely deserve it, okay? Thank you for the, I have so many people that have tried to add me on Snapchat that I haven't been able to add everybody back, okay? Because, you know, I have a person that runs my social media. So she does most of it. But when I get a chance, I like to go look at, you know, what's there if I can, you know, muster the energy to go do it. But continue to hit me up on social media. It's all love. AZRELAZITGETZ. I appreciate it, guys. Wishing you nothing but success. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourself. Peace!
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Hopefully you've had a productive week. Hope you're feeling okay inside your thoughts. I forgot about a power that I had, and it happened. When I say it happened, excuse me. Me understanding that I had that power, it came by way of me moving forward with my career, and also by shade, and a real good source of shade is social media. It's what it is. But anyway, I forgot about a power that I had. I forgot that, when you decide to help people and elevate them, it's a rewarding experience. And I've always been impressed inside, both joyfully and graciously, by way of helping others, by way of elevating others. And I'm very thankful that I found that power again as I continue to build and move forward. If you are experiencing a slide or just some downtime, you know, take some time away. I suggest meditation, therapy. They have a bunch of other stuff out there that you can research. I was watching The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne, he mentioned CBD. You'd have to monitor that, but that is a method that people use. But bottom line, man, take care of yourself, because you're the most important commodity, by way of the wealth that we all talk about, we're striving for. Well, the most important aspect of wealth is your health. Hope you're doing okay. Continue to hit me up, AZRELAZITGETZ. It's been a pleasure, as it always is. Thank you so much, guys. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves. Take care. Peace!
Yo, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Today, I believe, is the 24th. It's Monday. Hopefully, your week has started out well and productive on a positive vibe. Hope it continues that way. So, I had an interesting encounter, and I just want to, you know, talk it out and get it out there. So, I have a client. And ultimately, I think they're some of the coolest people that I could have ever met. They've definitely had a positive effect on my life. The daughter, who is in the process, or at least I was hoping, she was going to get a full ride, scholarship-wise, to school. But then I've noticed as of lately, she's become really dark and mean and negative. And I had an encounter with her recently where I was really trying to get someone to move their vehicle so I could, you know, pull up. And she threw some shade, you know.
Not really sure why, to be exact, but who knows? But it's interesting because I really wish this person well. So when I saw that, it's just one of those things I had to chalk up as that's just where a person is. I don't know. But other than that, everything is steady. I've definitely been more productive. I have lots to do. And if you are trying to crystallize dreams, then I would say you probably have a lot to do also. Today, I was able to watch the remembrance services for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. And it was really cool because it shed some light on who Kobe really was. And it happened in a short span. Like there was this one instance, and Shaq was talking about Kobe and how you know, a lot of the teammates were wondering why Kobe wouldn't pass the ball. And if you watched it, Kobe's response to me dictates a lot about who Kobe was as a competitor. And it had a positive impact on me because it elevated me into understanding, you know, how you should approach the things in your life that you're passionate about. And I think ultimately that's the coolest thing about, you know, what we're having to experience with the loss of Kobe and his daughter. You know, it expands a lot of introspection on a lot of levels. But for those of us that are, you know, striving for excellence and, you know, wanting to accomplish things and very devout on seeing that these things crystallize, you know, knowing who one of the greats was and how one of the greats, accomplished, you know, what we solidify as great, it's an interesting thing to watch. And it was just really cool, you know, having an experience like a tie into such a tragic, tragic occurrence. And, I just wish nothing but the best for his family. And if you or anybody has been touched by anything that happened by way of that or with anything like that, I wish you nothing but health and happiness. Other than that, though, hey, hang in there. Be strong. Continue to hit me up on social media. AZRELAZITGETZ. And if you're going through anything and it's bothering you, find a way to get it out. You know, if you can't afford therapy, find a friend or find someone that you feel like you can talk to and get these things out. There's no reason to keep it locked in like that. Because if you do that and you don't utilize that energy, it could turn against you and it could turn on you and just create more negativity for you. But keep pushing. Thank you guys so much. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourself. Peace!
Check one, two. What's up, everybody? Today is the 4th, 2020, March. Man, it's amazing. We're already in March. Wow. Hopefully this was reaching you well. Hopefully your week got off to a productive, positive, creative start. And if it's anything like mine, it indeed did. So let's just get into it. I have three things that I want to open up with. And, you know, it's interesting. I've heard from others that things happen in threes. And so for me, the old familiar friend/enemy Slated Envy. It's coming from three people, and there it's usually a person who has less than me in some way. And keep that in mind for yourselves. Generally, the people that are going to be throwing shade at you because you have something that they don't have. And instead of them, being earnest and being humble and meek in their approach to, find out, what is it? And then, because they may not even know what it is, even though sometimes they innately know, they just can't verbalize it. But instead of them, trying to find that out, and being inquisitive and not being lazy, which is really, I feel like, the deciding factor in all of it. But they administer negativity your way. And it's happening, I would say the first one, it was happening by way of some vocation that I'm doing with a brand. The person who's doing it is not a supervisor. He's not an administrator. But because of his role and the type of work it is, he's being allowed to administrate duties. But I do not believe the supervisors are aware of what's going on. And long story short, this person has once again attempted to short resources and accolades that were due me. And when I confirmed my savvy and my work ethic, because I definitely believe in covering my own ass, and make sure you do that too. But when I did that, I didn't really hear a response back. Once again, this person has just made a devout attempt to not assist me when it comes to, me getting my just due. And it doesn't stop me, it's just, I just know that's where that person is. And you do want to adopt that type of mindset, that you're not going to be denied. The other person is a person, I would say a subcontractor. And once again, this person, shorted me on resources, but this person also doesn't really have an income. So I get the greed from this person, but it's a little bit more devious with this person, because this person tries to attack your confidence, and then with me that never works. So at that point, it becomes a truly devious act of trying to where can I short this person, since I can't short them in their belief of themselves. And the third one is just, once again, in the area of entrepreneurship, I'm trying to help some others. But things have grown by way of my understanding in a manner where I can't interact with these people anymore business-wise unless I have them under contract. And they've gone to the point to where they're online looking at contracts, which is good, because that might have never happened had they never met me, because they definitely weren't doing it when I met them. And so, I it's just what it is. To me, it's a positive sign of my where I am, the level of entrepreneurship. I've decided to be, where things are going, and ultimately I love it. It's what I chose, and You know, if anything, the fire in me in regards to entrepreneurship and, you know, being creative and succeeding, it's escalated. So for me, it's all good. You're not hindering anything here. You're only heightening it. You're making it hotter. Heard some, I also want to go here as a way of paying homage to inspiration. I heard some horrific, deplorable news in regards to the Kobe Bryant situation. Shout out to all Mamba fans. Around 8 cops took pictures of the crash site, explicit pictures, and their reasons for expanding on them were very shallow. And it's a true testament of where we are as a society. And, you know, hopefully you can find some kind of elevation out of it. I wouldn't just sit there and stir in it, because that's extremely negative. And I feel like those people may not ever understand what they did unless that situation is turned around on them. And, you know, God forbid anybody has to go through that. But hope this all reaches you well. Continue to be creative. Strive to be knowledgeable, and ultimately, you know, extend adoration to those around you, including yourself. Please feel free to hit me at AZRELAZITGETZ. That's at Snapchat. That's at Instagram. That's at Twitter. Don't forget about my Tumblr, Azine Magazine, AZINEMAGAZINE. And that's just, that's something I do for fun, and to pay homage to some pretty cool people who are in my circle from time to time. But I wish you all nothing but success. Hope you have a very fruitful, inspirational, and just feel good rest of your week. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves. Peace out. Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. What's up, everybody? How are you? Today is the, I believe it is the 6th. Excuse me, it's the 5th of March, 2020. So the negativity or evil today has swirled into AC in the home and the threat of transportation going back to a mode that I didn't want or that I found deplorable. And of course, both of those things are stemmed to a specific person. The specific person has made a decisive decision to intertwine himself with negative people who ultimately don't mean him any good. And I think the interesting and the positive, it's outstanding to me that I even reach out and talk about it. Because it's a level of growth for me to be able to expand on those aspects of my life. They're, you know, things that I typically keep hidden. But as I said, I'm growing. And then the other piece to it is I have so many other things going on that I'm focusing on. You know, the you know, new things I'm building. You know, if you're following me online, you see the newer homes and you know, other transportations that I have. But in some ways, I still have to deal with, you know, the same things that other people have to deal with. But, you know, keeping it hidden and allowing that to, you know, negatively impact, you know, how I feel and how I interact with others, I just don't choose to do that. And that's really the basis of this particular podcast. You know, you might, there might be some really cool things about you that you don't realize, but you don't know them because you're not, you know, being yourself. You're not loving yourself. You're not expressing yourself. And those things are really important. And the interesting thing about that is I don't think I would have ever figured that out, you know, had I not chosen to take a path where, you know, I went my own way. You know, you could be like a lot of the people I'm around. You come from a family, you know, that's, you know, it's a faith, a you know, family that's, you know, faith enriched. But at the same time, there's a difference between faith and, you know, religion. And so I feel like I'm definitely a faith person, 100%, 200%. But at the same time, I saw the truth about religion, and I see that it can do some positive things, but I am also well aware of how it can truly stifle someone. And it can be a source of degradation to a person's growth. You know, but I don't want to go too deep into it. I'm just expanding on, you know, what happened to me in the course of a day. And, you know, once again, if what I'm saying helps someone else, then that's what this is all about. But thank you so much. As I stated in the last podcast, I've had so many invites on my social media that I'm not able to just allow them all in at one time. It's a long story. Gotten a lot of positive interaction on Instagram, and my Snapchat's doing well. And I started prepping for another Tumblr post, but I've not posted it yet. And there's a reason for that. But the home site is still there. I'm still doing some work on it. I would say it's more of a tech issue at this point. And I may talk about that on the next podcast too. We'll just have to see. There's so much going on. But I hope your day it was successful, or you felt like you accomplished. If not what you did, you at least feel like you accomplished something, so that you feel and know that you're worthwhile, because you really are. AZRELAZITGETZ. Continue to hit me up. That is on Instagram. That's on Snapchat. That is on Twitter. And I also have a Tumblr. That's azinemagazine.tumblr.com. And I also have a home site, and you can get there through any of my social media links. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves. Peace.
Check 1, 2. What's up, everyone? It's been a minute. With good reason. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you've been productive. Peaceful inside. And if not, doing your best to get the best version of either. But hopefully and prayerfully, both of those too. The conundrums for me right now is the AC at the spot is out. And I've been doing as much as I can to make the most of it. You know, being active, more away from home, even though I feel like I do a pretty balanced job of that. But yeah, that's the conundrum at the moment. You know, and the circumstances surrounding that, they're extensive. Still dealing with the, you know, mentally ill aspects of the religious people that seem to be circumferencing me at this moment. But I would say those are the biggest ones. You know, the other areas of my life are you know, moving in the manner that I would like. You know, there have been some adjustments I've had to make, but other than that, I'm pretty good with things the way they are for the moment. I'm still aspiring for a lot more. I would say, I don't want to say this is a conundrum, it's just extremely interesting, but my body warned me about this. There was a person that I was trying to pull up in the business and creative realm, and the person has become just not harmonious to my inner being. And what I mean by that is I'm just not feeling what they're doing. Person has no business sense, has become pretty much an expense for me, for the most part, business-wise, that is. But the person has, you know, kind of stepped in and helped me from time to time. But I would say the most, or the two most incredible things is the person keeps trying to invade my privacy, which I don't like. And then the other issue is they don't really know the business. So they're taking things that I say and they're making them strong points to be used against me. And so it's become a situation where I can't interact with this person until I have the paperwork signed. But bottom line is I find it extremely interesting how someone, you know, you're helping, insist on being menacing to you. And I now understand why business people handle people in the manner that they do, why they're so shrewd, because people kind of force you to, you know, deal with them in that manner. But for me, it was just a peace of mind thing. I had a plethora of other interests to focus my energy on. And so for me, the growth came when, you know, I just turned away from it, from the negativity. It was, I just did it and I didn't even think twice about it. And the instigator of that negativity, you know, was really adamant about, you know, doing what they wanted to do. So that was fun. But had a productive day. It's still going. I'm just putting out into the universe that this AC thing, man, that's a deal, you know. Want that taken care of. But other than that, I really can't complain. I would say things are going along the lines that I like for the most part. I definitely would like to see my parents care for themselves a little better. But other than that, man, I'm good. Hopefully you're doing well. Wishing the best for everyone. Continue to hit me up on AZRELAZITGETZ, and that's on Instagram. That is on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, as well as my Tumblr site, which is azinemagazine.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please let me know if you do add me on social media so I know that you listen to the podcast. And wishing you guys all the success and positive energy you can handle. Take care. Bye-bye.
Check 1 2, check 1 2, check 1 2. What's up, everybody? I am super duper excited to do this podcast because it takes me back to the essence of what I started doing these podcasts for. Especially when I, you know, focus on, you know, the evolution of what I'm expressing in these podcasts. Before I begin, feel free to hit me up on my IG, Snapchat, Twitter. It's AZRELAZITGETZ. On Tumblr, that's Azine Magazine. But so let's just get into it. So, let's just say some creative ventures that I've chosen to expand back into again. And I'm going to cut to the chase and then I'll got to go back. But the jealousy and envy is a lucid element of that particular realm. But I would just say any level of success that you venture into and that you or that you attain, which I firmly believe is self self-manifested and self-realized. But when you do that, there are things that come along with it, and unfortunately the jealousy and envy is a part of it. And so you know, I was trying to help someone else out. And I was trying to kind of build that person into, you know, what I was hoping to manifest. But the jealousy just took over and it got to the point to where, you know, I felt embarrassed for myself that I was even in this situation. But I'm also happy because it didn't get to the contract stage. You know, oftentimes we get upset when people, quote unquote, show their true colors. But in this particular situation, I am happy that this person did, because it would be better that it happened now. Versus, you know, we're in front of, you know, people that are, you know, heavily, you know, vetted into our brand, and then this person, you know, morph into their true colors, which, you know, contrast against what the goals for the company are. But, yeah, I am so lucky and happy about that. And, you know, other than that, it's just for me, it's just curtailing whatever situation I'm going to have to ride out. I'm dealing with a situation now that is really getting on my nerves. And, you know, I'm pretty good at adjusting. However, it's working me a tad. The AC has gone out, and, you know, I'm just kind of a sitting duck at this point. And I could go into detail about all the different levels of it and why is it happening and, you know, second opinions and all that kind of crap. But it's just a situation that I don't like, and it's happening as I'm, you know, taking care of myself more so, or better. And so, you know, you're trying to figure out why is it happening and this and that, but yeah, those things are going on. But other than that, man, there's a lot of good going on too. So, you know, whatever you do, just know there's going to be a level of, sacrifice and balance, and, you know, you got to embrace that, and you got to be that, and you got to be it to the best of your ability. But yeah, that's it for this time. I just wanted to make sure I got that out. I wanted to make sure I got that out because it was in my was in my being. But anyway, hope you guys are having a good week. Stay safe. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourself. Peace.
Check 1, 2, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. So how's everybody doing? Hopefully you're doing well. There's a lot going on, but let's not go there, and I'll touch on that before I close things out. But today's podcast deals with a situation that just happened with a client of mine, and I figured, that I would just expand on that in the manner that I would be if I was speaking to the client, and you know, I can develop on it as time goes on. But so I'm dealing with the client, and the client seems to be caught in between a place where they know the coronavirus stuff is going on, and so they might want to take things easy as opposed to kind of staying with the regular routine and kind of keep up, or maybe even escalate the regimen that we've developed. And so I brought up a scenario that happened to me today to bring home my perception, and I would say the ideal perception that you should have given what's going on. So I'm at the gym today, and you know, I've been consistent with my gym visits, and I've lately been at a pace where I've taken my workouts to a higher level. A lot of the people that were there today were people that were trying to work out to hopefully defeat or keep themselves apart from developing any illnesses in relation to the coronavirus scare that's going on. And so I got the impression that they were watching me and they're thinking, wow, you know, this guy is going, he's going in. But in reality, I've just been consistent, and they're seeing me raise the notch a bit. And so in their eyes, I'm really going in, but I've just escalated my workouts as a result of keeping consistent and, you know, moving on to higher intervals, you know, to meet some goals that I aspire to reach. There was only one guy there who, he did some things that I wasn't going to do. But he didn't do it until after he saw my workouts and he saw the interactions that I was getting. But still, before I left, I made sure I let him know that if I'm not the one, I'm definitely one of them. So are you kind of catching where I'm at and where I'm going with this? Basically, sticking to the routine, being smart, and challenging yourself is what this is all about. And what the whole thing is about, to be honest with you. Stay consistent. It's in those moments when you're thinking that you don't need to go in or work out or be consistent, those are the moments where the magic is really made. Because when you get into a situation like this and others are trying to get a pace, not only do you have a pace set, but you have the capacity to exceed where you're at. And that's the edge that it takes to, I would say, you know, exude that Mamba mentality, or to, you know, be successful, you know, be a part of that upper echelon. And so that's my message today. I hope it reaches you all well. Continue to hit me up on social media. That's AZRELAZITGETZ. I finally heard some material that I think I can do a review on. So AZ Magazine at Tumblr. The situation with the home site, it will be taken care of soon, and I'll make sure I let you know. Take care of yourselves, guys. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves.
Peace. Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2. What's up, everybody? It's been a minute. A lot's happened since my last entry. And, you know, I made a plight earlier this year in regards to how I would do my podcast. To make them more enriching and in my eyes tasteful, but at the same time poignant or moving, poignant, excuse me. And so, you know, out of respect and appreciation for you sharing time with me, I want to you know, do that by opening up. And it's just as much as a gift to me just to have someone take time out of their lives to listen to what's going on in my world as it is to have you listening to what I have to say. So it's definitely an exchange, but it's an appreciative one from this end, most definitely. So for me, there are, I would say, three or four outstanding things that are jogging up my mind on a consistent basis. So the first thing I can say is, there's shade coming from one of my clients, and, you know, I haven't been able to detect if it's something being done on purpose, and I have to believe that it's not. And the reason why I say that it's not is because this particular person is not as savvy as, you know, as I would like for them to be or to even consider that they truly are. Not to say it's not on the horizon for this person, but I just don't think that's what's going on. But however, it's this person's interaction has forced me to you know, open up the umbrella. But when I say open up the umbrella, it's not because you know, there's precipitation in a bad sense, in a dreary sense. It's not that. It's just that it's kind of forced me to branch out you know, my powers and my insights and my faith, and so I look at it as a positive thing, but at the same time, it's a consistent theme for me in the experience that I have right now in the area of envy. And, you know, so many different scenarios, times, situations, you know, people throw shade. And, you know, who knows? This kind of stuff could have been happening years ago for me, and I just didn't zone in on it like I do now. However, it still doesn't, it doesn't negate the reality that, the reality, excuse me, that it's happening. And so, you know, I've been having to deal with that, but the positive of it is I'm getting the results from that client. So, you know, I can't be upset, because if I look at the big picture, or if you continue to zone in on the big picture, and when you look at the big picture, if things are positive and they're going in the direction that you want, you've got to train yourself to be joyful, happy, and gracious in times like that, because ultimately things are in your favor. So the other instance that I've been dealing with is the mental illness within my family. And, you know, if you throw in for people the reality that they're kind of being issued with the things going on in regards to people protecting themselves and elongating life or whatnot, you can fall into the fear, and the fear that families have for each other is really based out of love. However, when you throw that in to the mental illness, it can become something that is very negative, very consuming, very heavy feeling. And so for me, I've been dealing with that when I have to deal with them. But the flip side of that is there are other people in my life who have seemed to embrace me as I truly am. And I feel like that's the difference between family. Family has this idea or this perception of me, but then there's also this perception of who you truly are. And you have to grasp on to the real you, the reality of you. I had a situation today, and it's been happening a lot lately, but with my family, there's always a big deal about food. And interestingly enough, I've eaten different over the years versus most of my family. You know, I went the vegetarian, organic. I still do the organic, but I have select foods that I eat. And unfortunately, more times than not, what I choose to eat differs from my family. However, over the years, as there have been, health problems or health scares, I would say, with certain members of my family, there has seemingly, for some time, been a stretch or an effort to make smarter eating decisions. However, it's still a big deal, and there's always this stigma, and I feel like it comes from certain people, that there's not going to be enough. And I think it has a lot to do with the way a person has been raised, and then it also has a lot to do with just their mental health. Because if you lock into the reality that what you desire is going to be supplied, and knowledge of yourself and respect to a higher power, whichever that is, because I don't want to single anyone out. It doesn't mean that I don't have a select source that has a name, but at the same time, I'm just saying, you have, if you're one of those types where you have a respect for something higher than you, you just have to know it's going to be okay. But with my family, they've allowed a lot of division in because of that. And so that's something that, because of what's going on, I've been having to deal with. But it's interesting because there's so much freaking food. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But I've learned to be gracious about it all. And I would say probably the other area is just a lot of, oh yeah, this has been happening quite a bit. Wanting to reach out to people that I miss or that I think about or that I get these inclinations about. And I would say more times than not, they've either not been returned, or I've gotten some kind of shade, or it's just, it's been a negative experience, at least on the outset. But what I've also learned is, and this kind of came full circle today, and this is how I'm going to end things today. For me, what happened was I had a situation where, once again, another person threw shade. And for me, it's usually people that are broke, people that have a lack of resources, and they very likely, and I'm just going to leave it there. And so this person threw some shade.
And instead of me extending myself out in a negative way in response, which a negative for a negative is not correct, what I chose to do was remember who I was and to stay, you know, positive and lock into the positive and the happy and, you know, the things in my life I should be gracious for. And when I did that, I literally saw the fruits of being positive. And it was a beautiful thing. And I was able to connect with someone else who had a similar experience and to propel them, you know, out of the negative that they were dealing with. And so, you know, my wish to everybody is to stay positive. If you're around people who are dealing with mental illness, of course they need help. But also remember that the experiences that you're getting from them is the mental illness. It's not necessarily that person. And, you know, with all there is in the world that you can gain, all the wealth in the world that there is, the most precious commodity is time. You know, I guess a joint with health, but time is the most precious commodity. And so if, you know, spending time with someone or having someone around you is a gift. And I ask that you hold on to that while you're dealing with, you know, what you're dealing with right now. And I wish you nothing but help. I wish you nothing but healing. I wish you happiness and all the success that you can stomach. Please continue to hit me up on social media. It has been overwhelming. I definitely do not know all the people that have tried to add me. And it's becoming less possible at the moment for me to know all of that. However, I have had some people that have reached out to me, and those people that have reached out to me, I've definitely reached back, or I've spoken back to them. But continue to hit me up, AZREL, AZITGEDZ. That's on Instagram, that's on Snapchat, that is also on Twitter, even though I'm not really active on Twitter. You can still contact me because I do have the app open on my phone. I also have a Tumblr page, and there has been a plethora of good music out. It's just been a timing issue. I have two sites that I'm going to be opening up. I still have my home site. I'm just doing some, you know, maintenance work on that. But I also have another site that I'm opening up. Has nothing to do, well, it has something to do with what we've been talking about, or what my podcasts are, you know, usually about. But it's a different direction, and I just feel like it's a way to, you know, further my plight, and being a positive, endearing, and enriching, you know, member of our society. Take care, guys. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves. Peace.
Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2. What's up, everybody? I believe today is the... Man, I'm not sure. I think it's the 5th. It's the 5th or the 6th. Let me double check. It is the 5th. Given the events of the past, 12 hours or so, I can see why I would be trying to move or push things forward. A string of negative events. First, I'm thinking about starting a crazy religious people in my family log, because right now, the majority of the negativity that I'm dealing with is coming from them, mainly from my mom and dad. And I'm intelligent enough to know that it's seeded out of jealousy, and it's really coming from my dad. For probably as long as I've been alive, there's just been this seed of jealousy that's been going on in him. And it's something that's pretty common in my culture. And there's nothing you can do except kind of practice patience, kindness, honesty, and just kind of self-awareness. And for me, I'm building myself out of it. The positive is I'm making progress. But as I make progress, whatever's going on in him seems to be more devious about how he manifests that. And so at this point, it's coming from my mom. And like a lot of people, I'm kind of trapped in a space due to the coronavirus situation. And I guess one of the enlightening parts of it all is I thought I had like a plethora of people who I could depend on. But at this point in time, that's not the case. But once again, there's a positive to that. I've noticed that as I have progressed and am making it through this, and shout out to everybody that's making it through this, and shout out to people who are struggling too. But as I'm making it through this, I've just noticed an increase in self-awareness, manifestation of things that I want to do. And it's just come as I've distanced myself from a lot of people that I was customarily seeing from day to day. So, just the shift of negativity is coming from them. But I feel like jealousy is a sign of success. It's one of those things that you just have to grow accustomed to dealing with. But I guess the pettiness of it was, I'm around people that are respectful and that are helping me get from point A to point B. Then I shift and go back into an environment where people are just doing all kinds of shady things. I go into a group of people who prepare meals, but they don't prepare them for me. So I have to kind of sit and see that. I have to deal with that. And there's just a lot of different shade that they throw at me through it. I have to, in the middle of them eating, I have to go get myself something to eat, cook my own stuff, which is cool. It'll be really fun when I'm able to kind of be in my own space, which is very likely what the powers that be are strengthening me for. Another positive part of what's going on is I've been able to move around without the negativity for probably my whole life. As I've been around my parents, I've always had to struggle with transportation. And so I've not had to struggle with that lately. So that's a part of my life that has gotten better. And I'm extremely elated about that. I guess another huge enlightening and positive and inspirational part of my journey right now is I'm interacting really well with my clients. And I'm sending all the positive and successful energy to them. I know one of them is struggling. It's kind of hard for him. I could see it in his interaction. And, I'm kind of hoping that they find a way to kind of dig through this. And if I can assist them in that, I'll be more than happy to do that. But I mean, other than that, I've got food, clothing, shelter. My social media is banging. I'm having to delete some of my circle on one of my mediums, but I still feel like my posts are fire. Maybe this is a good day to get around to, well, see, that's another thing. So my MacBook Pro just shut off. It's not charging. I've truly had issues ever since I purchased it. I purchased it at a really good price, and I just kind of felt like something was going on in the areas of the battery. And so as of this morning, it just won't charge. So that's shut off, but luckily I have another one, but I've just got to do some work on that one too. So that part of my journey right now is stifled. But once again, the positive of it is I've communicated with my clients that I mostly interact with about it, so they know what's going on. So, I mean, other than that, man, I've got my health, so I'm good. Hopefully you guys are doing well. I truly am praying for you. And I'm hoping if you're in a situation like me where you're kind of questioning, why is this and that circumferencing you right now, stay positive, because I swear that's where the power is. because a lot of times there are things happening to you. You don't understand why it's happening. You're wondering why it's happening. But I guarantee you, if your heart's in the right place, it's very likely happening for your benefit. You just kind of have to stick through it in order to see it truly, come into its fruition. Stay positive. Definitely master yourself, being as self-aware as you possibly can. Remain humble, but at the same time, like, look out for yourself, because no one will look out for you like you. Continue to hit me up on social media. That's AZRELAZITGETZ. I promise you, there is some more posts coming to my review page, which is at Tumblr, Azine Magazine. And I do have a home site, and I would have liked to got to work on that recently, but given the situation I'm in, it's probably not going to happen today. So take care. Love each other, but most importantly, love yourselves. This is A, and I'm out. Peace.